I have a special interview this morning, planned at the last minute because it's breaking news. I'm on the phone with Valerie Eliason, who is the spokesperson for Love and Lake County regarding the Rock in the Docks with the Shenandoah Summer Concert that was scheduled to take place August 20th and is now canceled. Very unfortunate. And Valerie sent out a press release about this so that we would know as soon as possible. Thank you so much, Valerie, for sending that out and for being with us on the radio and for being the bearer of bad news. That can't be very fun.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate circumstance. This was a big opportunity for the community, and it did not go the way that anybody would have liked.
Yeah, I was just here to ask you, you know, what happened and, what can we learn from this?
Yeah, so at the end of the day, we lost the promoter, you know, and if you don't have a promoter, you don't have a show. There, you know, it's much a promoter is the person who puts on and handles all the logistics for the concert. It's not just selling tickets or promoting the show. I mean, you know, everything involved with producing a show of this magnitude is in the hands of the promoter. So the promoter pulled out after being harassed by a local business, online against the individual, his business partners. And there was issues with challenges securing a beverage vendor. And that's kind of where it started from. And then we know that there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of accusations and theories which are untrue and unfair, because at the end of the day, you know, if the promoter pulls out, you don't have a show, and especially with, you know, only a week ahead of time, you can't secure all those things. So, you know, some of those questions, people are saying that this is a false message and that it's really about ticket sales. It's not about ticket sales at all. We know that there were approximately 500 tickets already sold and expected to sell, you know, several hundred more in the coming days, and that is normal. So it's not, there's nothing in the contract about a minimum of ticket sales. They would have been coming no matter what. There's no minimum there. So it's absolutely not about ticket sales, as some people in the community are spreading that message. You know, and also others are saying, well, local businesses weren't given an opportunity. They absolutely were. Three vendors were approached, and they didn't have the capacity to do it, or didn't want to do it, or didn't have the right license. It wasn't a right fit for those three. And then after that, admittedly, the promoter said that, you know, time kind of got away, didn't realize that there is only a council meeting every 2 weeks to get things approved. They did suggest using a Duluth area vendor that they've worked with in the past and that they know can do it and have, you know, all the appropriate permits. However, at that point, you know, we still wanted to try and keep it local, and it was offered to, on Monday night after the council meeting, it was offered to another local establishment, and you know, all the appropriate paperwork was sent to them, and they never responded to that opportunity. However, got out there and started attacking the promoter for how much lead time was given. Well, people make mistakes. Certainly, you know, don't know if that's a reason to go after the promoter when you're given an opportunity to pull it off. So, you know, that's what happened. It has nothing to do with the political issues that were on the docket this week. You know, that individual is not involved whatsoever. So it's not that. It's not about ticket sales. At the end of the day, the promoter pulled out because they just didn't even want to have any association with the community, which is really unfortunate, because it's a great place to hold events. There's a lot of great businesses, and this would have been a great entertainment option for the community.
Hmm. Yeah, well, thank you for recapping it for us like that. It just seems like, you know, we've heard more in the last year about, I mean, I'm actually just thinking back even to an event that happened in the school, and it was very hard to even know what happened because the social media spun out of control so quickly. And
well, that, you know, that's the thing. And I think this is a really good lesson. It's a good lesson for everybody to have all the facts before you take to social media. Don't use social media to bash individuals or businesses, you know, and don't believe everything you see printed on somebody's, posted on somebody's social media account, because it can be very damaging, you know. And if you're upset about something, blowing it up on social media isn't necessarily the solution. And it's super unfortunate because now everybody loses out, you know, and that was the basis behind why the promoter just didn't want anything to do with it. Wasn't worth it to continue to try and pull this off when they're being met with negativity, you know, at every turn.
Right.
So at the end of the day, they pulled out, and you can't do a concert without the promoter. It's not about all the conspiracy theories that are circulating online. Everybody loses out from this. So again, that it's a good lesson to make sure you have all the facts. It's very damaging to put messages on social media that are half truth or, you know, spreading misinformation. It's irresponsible. You know, it's a small community and people are neighbors, people are colleagues, people serve on committees together. You know, we have to go forward, and it's important to treat each other with dignity and respect and the same treatment that, you know, you expect from other individuals. So I think it's just, you know, it's important to keep that in mind and let's find a way to positively move forward. This is unfortunate for everybody.
Yeah.
And there's nothing we can do about it now, but let's focus on lifting the community up. There's been a lot going on. It's been very difficult for everyone. So let's focus on supporting each other and treating each other with respect and dignity.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Valerie, for all that. And like you said, I mean, it just, we can start with square one. And, you know, social media can be nothing more than gossip. And maybe that's really what it's ended up being in this situation.
Absolutely. To the point that, you know, a large promoter didn't want to even continue with the show. So it is a very good lesson. And, you know, let's, another good lesson is to not point fingers. There are a number of, you know, things that led to it, and let's just move forward.
Yep. Well, again, thanks so much for being with us on such short notice, Valerie, and also for your willingness to just, you know, speak the truth as you see it and have these important conversations publicly. I think that is actually the beginning of moving forward. So thank you again from KTWH and all that have heard this from you.
Absolutely. And everyone, try and have a great day. Thank you.
Yes, you too. You take care. That was Valerie Eliason. She is the spokesperson for Love and Lake County with this particular cancellation of the Rock the Docks concert with the Shenandoah summer schedule. Not a fun interview to do, but I think an important one.